afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Current Issues. I'm your host, Hisham Tilawi, along with Mark Glenn of the American Free Press. Well, it has been, believe it or not, a whole week since we talked to you over the RBN waves. And today we will be discussing a few subjects. One of them, in the second hour, we're going to have Dr. Frederick Tobin from Australia joining us. As some of you who have been who know Dr. Tobin and who have been following what he's working on, he did have his day in court, I think it was on Tuesday, and at first he promised that he will remove some stuff off of his website about the Holocaust. Now, he is, in some circles, he is known as a Holocaust denier. We will be, of course, exploring that issue with him. I don't think he considers himself a denier, but I think he considers himself a revisionist, someone who wants the truth be told. And also, we will be discussing in the first hour, an interesting article by Paul Findlay about 911 and about the control of America. Actually, his latest article, it says America lost her independent, and we will see when exactly America lost her independent. He thinks that it lost its independence on the day the Liberty ship was attacked. There are a few things that I will definitely not going to agree with Paul Findlay on, and we will discuss this later on in the hour. And, you know, when it comes to 9/11 and people relating that Bin Laden had attacked the United States because he was very upset about our support to Israel against the Palestinians, I take an issue with that, and we'll explore that more when we come back from the first break. But our phone number, for those of you who would like to comment, and of course everybody is welcome to comment, is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. I believe Mark is also with us. Mark, are you there?
Dr. Tilawi.
Hey, as always, you are there.
I'm always there, just like a bad penny.
You know, Mark, I was going through as soon as I got on the internet, it was a story about one of the American idols who had, you know, it's amazing how what this country is going through socially, that our idols, that our children and teens and whoever idols is nothing but drug addicts and people who spend their time in bars getting into fights. It says former American Idol finalist Jessica Sierra was jailed early Saturday after a drinking confrontation with police and onlookers. I'll tell you what, we'll be right back.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look.
look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural, patent-pending wound and skin care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores and diabetic ulcers. The formula was developed by a home caregiver with more than 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including certified organic aloe vera gel with all the beneficial enzymes intact and food-grade hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, and decreasing pain while promoting healing. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com. The Healing Formula has proven effective in other areas of skin care as well, such as abrasions, rashes, and the treatment of pyorrhea, gingivitis, ear infections, and much more. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee if you're not completely satisfied. We offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, and nurses. It is our sincere hope that the Healing Formula will help you or your loved ones to avoid any more unnecessary pain. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com.
Attention RBN listeners who suffer from excruciating joint pain. If you are interested in suppressed but amazingly effective traditional arthritis remedies, this will be the single most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. Recently, a scientist who specializes in ancient medicine has discovered a 3,000-year-old arthritis remedy that has been proven in studies to not only relieve joint pain and inflammation, but also to rebuild damaged cartilage as well. And the amazing thing is just how fast it works. In fact, relief for me came in less than a week. Now, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made for this ancient remedy. However, it is still legal to own it, and right now a small amount is available to our listeners. Keep in mind, shipments get filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you take immediate action by going to www.321relief.com. And the best part? RBN listeners pay absolutely nothing today. Simply go to 321relief.com. That's www.321relief.com, or call 815-259-4555. For details.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back. And the story we're not going to spend much time on that, but you know me, I like to kind of start with different stories first before we get into the serious matters here. And Mark, what's happening to the country here when we have people who are basically they're not worth to be shoe shiners, and they are being idolized by our kids. What's going on?
I think.
Mark?
Yeah. Do you really want to know what I think?
Yeah, I want to know what you think because, I mean, this woman has been arrested not the first time, not the second time. She had cocaine, in her possession, and she's throwing glasses at people in bars. That's what our kids are supposed. Well, American kids, not my kids, but American kids are idolizing.
Well, the reason I asked if you really wanted to know what I thought was because I was giving you an opportunity of backing out from one of my.
Well, yeah, but I mean, I don't want to hear the answer that you normally give about. That the Jews are responsible for this. You know, your house is your house. You are responsible for your house.
Okay. Well, then I don't know.
Is that what you want me to back off?
No. Listen, you know me. I'm glad to run my mouth about my favorite topic, which is Zionist influence on not just the politics of our country, but our culture as well. The reason why our young people are looking at individuals like this with a certain amount of hero worship is because they are steered towards doing it. Look at what is on TV. Look at what's on the magazine covers in the checkout lane. Look at some of the magazines that are geared towards young people. They are deliberately steered towards this decadent Hollywood lifestyle. And the reason why is because the powers that be want a generation of young people coming up who are morally ambivalent about most things, to where they really don't care about anything except these stupid individuals who are on whatever television show this was. I don't know what it is because I don't really watch much of these things. But it's not an accident that it is like this, and that good people who, heroes as far as American society and as far as really just human nature goes, why you don't hear anything about people like this. You know, why they don't hear about people like Jimmy Carter, the president who is working to establish justice in the Middle East and places like that, or people who, such as the Christian Peacemaker Team, who are in the Middle East right now, who are trying to alleviate the suffering of the people who are living there. And instead, people follow the antics of Britney Spears and all the rest of the stuff, and it is deliberate, and it's not just the money, okay? There is an agenda at work here, and what it is that they want a nation of stupid, compliant, morally ambivalent people so that they can go about the business of waging war all over the world without anyone opposing them.
Okay.
How's that?
Good enough. Hey, that's perfect. That is perfect.
And I didn't say the word Jew one time.
Can you imagine that? Listen, Paul Findlay, in his latest article, which is basically, talking about when America lost her independence, and he's saying it was the day when the Israelis attacked the U.S. Liberty, Liberty ship,
mm-hmm.
and the USS Liberty. Mm-hmm. And he goes on, of course, I agree with Paul Findlay. Paul Findlay is a great guy, great American patriot. But then he goes, which is my problem with Mearsheimer and Walt, with also people who try to say that 9/11 happened because of the U.S. support of Israel and because of the what Israel did to the Palestinians. And as you know, yesterday, actually the day before, Osama bin Laden had another video on no one else but Al Jazeera. You know, why Al Jazeera bringing all these fake videos? Actually, it wasn't a video, it was an audio recording. And his audio recording was directed to the Europeans, mainly the people, not government, telling them that their government is basically being lured and lied to by the Americans to join them in these wars in the Middle East. And he's asking the people to ask their government to basically withdraw their troops from Afghanistan and Iraq. And also he said in his message that the Taliban and the Afghanistani government at that time, which it was the Taliban, that they did not know anything about the planning for 9/11, and also that he did it himself, and the reason he did it, he takes full responsibility, and the reason he did it because he was very upset about the United States support for Israel in killing the Palestinians. Now, if anyone heard my speech at the No More Wars for Israel in Irvine, California, know that I disagree with Mearsheimer and Walt because they said that the main reason Osama bin Laden, or the main reason we were attacked on 9/11, is because Osama bin Laden was very upset because the Israelis were killing the Palestinians and the Americans are supporting them. And again, I get Paul Findlay, who said about 9/11 He said, beyond that grave human tragedy, candid observers must cite United States complicity in Israeli lawlessness as the major factor that prompted the horror of 9/11 and lured America into launching three costly, wrong-headed, and failing wars, Afghanistan, Iraq, and the war on terror. He goes on to say the linkage is easily identified. America's support of Israel's brutality was the main motivation for 9/11. 9/11 would not have happened if United States president in the last 40 years had refused to finance Israel's humiliation and destruction of Palestine. Mark, I take issue with statements like this. And also Paul Findlay, he is also in his article quoting a Michael Schur, who is a former CIA analyst, or Michael Schur, and a consultant on CBS News, recently told Congressional Committee that our unqualified support of Israel was the main reason for 9/11. And Anthony Zinni, most people remember him. He was the general who was basically an envoy for President Clinton at that time to go in between the Palestinians and the Israelis. And also he had some in the beginning when we went and attacked Iraq. He went to Iraq there, and then he did not like what was happening there, so he basically withdrew, or he was kicked out by the Bush administration, whatever happened. But he also says that he stated that the United States invaded Iraq for Israel. Now, the issue that I take with people who say that 9/11 took place because bin Laden was upset at the Americans for supporting Israel, that's a bunch of lies. And that needs to go away, especially from people like Paul Findlay and Mersheimers and Walt and all these good people. They are missing the point, which I don't blame them, because that's what bin Laden stated. But the bin Laden we see is not the actual bin Laden. That's number one. Number two, which is more important, bin Laden has no history of fighting for Palestine. That's the thing that they don't know. Mm-hmm. As you know, I'm a Palestinian American. I know bin Laden was not there to fight for the Palestinians. Bin Laden was a CIA asset that the CIA created and sent to Afghanistan to fight the Russians when the Russians invaded Afghanistan in the 80s, when the Afghanistan Mujahideen were fighting the Russians. We created bin Laden in Afghanistan, and Afghanistan is far away from Palestine. What do you think of that? I'm really concerned that people like Paul Findlay and good people out there, they claim that bin Laden did it because he was upset over the Palestinian issue.
Well, okay, I understand for reasons of intellectual purity why you might have a problem with that, but at the same time, you know, we have to be practical here. You know, we don't have the forum here that people such as Mearsheimer and Walt and Paul Findlay, Jimmy Carter, and these other people have. You know, they have to be careful about how frank they are with the American people. Let's face it, I'm sure Paul Findlay knows a lot more than what he tells the average American in his articles. He knows, no doubt, about the Israeli spies that were arrested on 9/11 and afterwards. He knows all of the indicators that show that the federal government and Israel both knew that 9/11 was going to take place, and yet they did nothing about it. But he has to be careful about what kind of information he divulges. So, to a certain degree, he has to play
okay.
the game.
Mark, hold on. We will be right back, and we'll finish this after the break.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism.
Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We are coming to you live from the Republic Broadcasting Network. And let me take a moment to remind everybody that we do have a chat room. And I think it was very busy last week during the show. And I'm asking everyone listening with a computer is to get on the Republic Broadcasting Network chat room. Of course, the address is republicbroadcasting.org, and then you go and press on chat way on top. There were a lot of lively discussions actually taking place last week, so let's see if we can get some of those discussions going on in the chat room. And really, the chat room idea is great because, you know, some people, not everybody, like to pick up the phone and dial the 800 number and ask questions on the air, which, of course, you know, we love people to call and comment on what we talk about. But for those who don't like to do it, or if you forget to ask something, you can always put it in the chat room. I do take a look at the chat room every once in a while. Of course, you know, it's very hard to do it while you are talking. But I welcome everyone in the chat room now. I see there's about five people in there. So welcome to everyone in the chat room. And also, don't forget our sponsor, not really our sponsors, the RBN sponsors that you hear advertised on this network. Please do give them support, because that's the only way RBN can remain on the air, and this is the only way RBN can actually bring to you the programs and the hosts that you listen to on this great network. Mark, I want you to continue what you were discussing, because this is extremely important, that when we say that Bin Laden, and we have people with the status and the stature as Paul Findlay and others, important people, saying that Bin Laden was very upset at us because we helped the Israelis kill the Palestinians, that's why he did 9/11. I don't buy that. So tell me again what you were talking about, of why. Are they missing the point here? Are people like Paul Findlay just listening to what Bin Laden is saying on Al Jazeera and thinking, whoa, he said it himself, that he did it for that reason? But we know that a lot of these videos on Al Jazeera are fake videos. We know that Bin Laden's probably sitting somewhere in Washington, or he's probably dead, but they keep bringing these Bin Ladens, and people are believing what Bin Laden is saying. So, and I know that Bin Laden historically never, ever fought for Palestine. He was fighting for the CIA in Afghanistan. So tell me again why they're doing this.
Well, I understand what you're saying, but what you have to remember is that most of America, not the sophisticated readership of American Free Press or listenership of current issues, TV and radio. So, to a certain extent, you have to work within the parameters of the average American's ignorance when it comes to these things. So he accepts that Bin Laden did this, that these planes flew into these buildings. He does not have the necessary information in order to go into these areas that you are discussing right now. So to a certain extent, Paul Findlay and these other individuals who have a very prominent place in the public forum, they have to, for lack of a better word, they have to patronize the fact that the average American is not up to speed when it comes to these things, and this is why they will go ahead and just say, yeah, Bin Laden did it, because to try to disabuse the average American of the notion that Bin Laden involved, hey, let's put it this way. I would rather the Americans believing Bin Laden did it than to have them believe that Saddam Hussein was involved in it.
But you see, the problem with even mentioning that, you are basically closing the book on who did it. Now, we know Bin Laden could not have done what took place on 9/11. We know, I mean, RBN listeners know that there is a lot more than two planes hitting the Twin Tower and one plane hitting the Pentagon to cause the damage that took place. We're not going to go through why that theory, the government theory, is not valid. But when we say that Bin Laden did it, and when we have people like Paul Findlay and Mersheimer and Walt, and now President Carter did not. I don't remember reading that in his book or reading where he said that Bin Laden did it because of Israel and because of this stuff. But when we say that Bin Laden did it because he was very upset Israel was killing the Palestinians, we're very much giving a reason of why it took place. But the real reason is to give the United States and whoever is controlling it the excuse to go and do what they did in the Middle East. Do you see what I'm saying here?
Yes, I do.
Because,
I
you know, because this is very important. It's not just to give the American people something to, to hang the blame on. Because, you know, Bin Laden could not have done this. And that's number one. Number two, Bin Laden never fought for Palestine. You know, time is going so fast, it's unbelievable. So we will be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
It's Christmas time, the season for giving. How would you like to save money on Christmas gifts this year and make money while doing it? Then Power Mall Global is here for you. Power Mall Global is unique. It's not an MLM and not an affiliate program. All you have to do is shop in any one of the 1,000-plus stores, including Sears, OfficeMax, Home Depot, Bed Bath & Beyond, JCPenney, Old Navy, and much, much more on www.powermallglobal.com and surprise your family with the perfect gifts. You'll be surprised on how much you save and get back in rebate checks for a percentage of your purchase. Power Mall Global is absolutely free to use. There's no cost to you, ever. Think of all the traffic and clutter the Christmas holiday brings. Think of the times the stores were out of that certain item that was perfect for your loved ones. Not going to happen anymore. It's very simple. Stay in the comfort of your own home. Click through 1,000 stores. Buy and save on what you want for the Christmas holiday and earn money while doing it. Go to www.powermallglobal.com and check out the millions of products that could be the perfect gift for you. That's www.powermallglobal.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car and a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We are coming to you live from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Mark, you still with me?
Si, senor.
Okay. Well, the reason you never believe what I did, so I'm using two computers, and I guess I pulled away too much, so I yanked the microphone and the headphone out of the USB port. So I wasn't sure if I was back or not. I am very happy to see that we very much doubled the number of people in the chat room. And unfortunately, you know, it's really hard to concentrate on the show and at the same time read all the comments in the chat room. But also, let me remind everyone that our phone number here is 800-313-9443. You know, in Paul Findlay's article, he mentions that we have spent so far about $1.5 trillion on Israel. You know how much $1 trillion is, Mark?
It's a billion. No, it's 1,000 billion.
It's 1,000 billion.
Yeah.
Do you know how much a billion is?
It's 1,000 million.
Okay.
Now,
do you
yeah,
have
let me
any?
Find out how much a million is. and said 1,000. Now you're going to ask me how much 1,000 is, and it's 1,000.
But you know what? I don't think people really understand what a trillion is, or even what a billion is. I mean, when people say it's 1,000,000,000, it's like, how much money is that? Or it's 1,000,000,000,000 is 1,000,000,000,000. How much money is that? And I'll tell you what, I found some interesting figures to very much give people the idea of what a trillion is. If we start with the million, like 1,000,000 seconds is 11 days. That's how much 1,000,000 seconds are, 11 days. 1,000,000,000 seconds is 32 years. Now guess how much 1,000,000,000 seconds are?
The 32,000 years.
Actually, you are very close. It's 317 centuries. So if you think 1,000,000 seconds, think about it as $1,000,000 equal to 11 days. Now, our mind, our brains can handle that.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yes.
So you can think 1,000,000 seconds is 11 days, you know, we know 11 days ago until now, we spend 1,000,000 seconds of our lives.
Mm-hmm.
1,000,000,000 seconds is 32 years. 1,000,000,000 seconds is 317 centuries. Now, can people understand how much money we spend on Israel?
Makes me want to just hang up the phone and go watch the next Britney Spears video.
You know what? I agree with you. It's like we can't even, you know, some people and you know, we have a lot of homeless. We have a lot of problems with health care. We have a lot of problems with Social Security. We have a lot of domestic problems. Whatever happened to all our domestic problems that we had before 9/11? They all were solved overnight, or did they just push them or sweep them under the carpet? Because whatever happened to health care, you know, you never hear people discussing domestic issues. Education. We never hear about education anymore. Universities. It's like our lives has just stopped, and we are spending trillions. Now, it's about, guess how much we spend on the war? It's about trillion. It's about $1 trillion on the war. So, I mean, people, when they hear these phrases, they really don't understand. You know, they think, oh, well, we spend $1 trillion. Okay. But $1 trillion is a lot of money. I tell you what, let me stop talking here and go to Steve in California. Go ahead, Steve.
Hi, Hashem, Mark, how are both of you doing today?
Hi, Steve.
Doing great, Steve, thanks.
You know, I could go into being a mechanical designer, the ridiculousness of several related topics from a forensic point of view, namely backyard crematoria, incinerating 10,000 bodies a day, and gas chambers with no hermetic seals, not poisoning everybody around them, and one bullet hanging in the air when Ben-Gurion had Kennedy assassinated, and the shape charges that brought down the Twin Towers. But the answer to your question, okay, is not the forensics. They're correct, and they put the lie to everything that has been done to defend Israel and its absurd evil agenda. But rather, it's the comfort zone of people in this country. They don't want their comfort zone bothered. They're willing to believe anything rather than have their comfort zone bothered. And until you get them off that comfort zone, we're going to head down this road even further.
Mm-hmm. He's right. That is the most powerful weapon that our enemy has in its arsenal that it uses against us, is the fact that they are able to keep us comfortable.
Yeah, it's...
But- Steve, I mean, my main point, and I really wanted people to really start debating this, which is I'm hearing this more and more from people that we respect their opinions on a lot of things. But when it comes to the Twin Tower and when it comes to why we were attacked everybody's missing the point. And it's mind-boggling that these people would put the blame and accept the fact that Bin Laden said, I did it, which, you know, he... And at first, when he was interviewed right after 9/11, he said he had nothing to do with it. But all of a sudden, we kept getting these Bin Ladens, and now we have some reputable people like Paul Findlay, Mersheimers, and Walt, and other people believing what Bin Laden did and saying that the main reason why we were attacked on 9/11 because of our support of Israel against the Palestinians.
Obviously, it was an Israeli black flag operation taken under... along with the CIA and probably other government agencies. I don't have an issue with that. I know that that's what it was. But the reason that these folks are going along with this, I mean, you're right. Bin Laden didn't have anything to do with it, okay?
He did not have anything to do with Palestine either. He never defended Palestine.
I believe you. And here's the thing. He is a front man, a puppet that they're using in order to give Bush the mandate to go wage this incredibly evil war against Afghanistan, Iraq, and the day they hit Iran, it may go nuclear, and it may be the end of the world as we know it. This is insanity, and it has a life and emotion of its own unless we can get people educated to what the issues are and what the real facts behind these issues are and bring us back to a constitutional form of government in this country that does not think that we have the right to go on these expeditionary wars of conquest just in order to please Israel.
Yes, yes. Thank you. Thank you, Steve. Appreciate your call.
Gentlemen. Thank you.
Thank you. I'll tell you what. I'm going to read this from the chat room. Cindy writes, Hisham, you are doing great. Reference 9/11, but you ask why Findlay and others believe the official version. Have you asked your buddy David Duke? He exposes this nonsense, and so does the entire white supremacist camp. Did not mention Palestine several times as one of the bases for his grievances during one of his interviews. Definitely. Now, you know, people will take and run with whatever ball they are playing. So if David Duke, now I don't know if David Duke really had said that 9/11 or Bin Laden attacked, you can't have it both ways. You can't say that it was a conspiracy that the Zionists had planned and at the same time say that Bin Laden did it because he was upset over the Palestinians issue. And now, I did maintain before, by the way, for those of you who had heard me talk before, that I have always said that if Bin Laden was involved in that one small part of supplying 19 Arabs to go on these airplanes, I am able to believe that. But am I able to believe that Bin Laden had designed this whole thing and that because of what he did, those towers fell? No, I'm not even capable of even thinking that this could be possible. I'm an engineer, and science tells me that those planes did not cause the building to fall. But did they use Bin Laden in some capacity? It could be, but that's not the issue. The issue is these people in great positions and great respect, that we respect them and we respect their opinions, saying that. See, that's where I have the problem with, saying that Bin Laden did it because he was upset over the Palestinians or our support. You see, Mark, people confuse the issue sometimes. They want to say something about Israel, and they end up falling into this trap. Oh, yeah, we were attacked on 9/11 because of our support to Israel. No. We were attacked on 9/11 because it was a plan. They wanted a Pearl Harbor. They talked about it in the century and the new American century, which is, by the way, is fading away very quickly, the new American century. But they wrote it. They wanted a Pearl Harbor, and they got Pearl Harbor. So, I mean, these people who say that 9/11 took place because the main reason was the Palestinians, they're wrong, 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 dead wrong.
Okay, I understand that. But, you see, here's my thinking. Here's my plan. If you can get enough Americans sick of the entire Middle East situation to where they say, listen, we don't care who's right and who's wrong. We're tired of dealing with it. we're not sending any more money, let Israel fight her own wars, then the Arabs will be able to take care of their situation over there without us having to get involved in it anymore. And if that has to take place, and hardly any Americans really understand what took place on 9/11 or on any of these other events that we're talking about, that's fine with me. At least that is a step in the right direction as far as I'm concerned. Now, you know from having...
That's the wrong step in the right direction, though. You're going backwards. You see, when you say that, you're taking a huge core reason out of the whole formula, which is why 9/11 and who planned 9/11. You see, when you say, okay, well, Americans want to accept it, they want to blame, but you see, this is what, you know, Cindy in the chat room, you know, if David Duke actually did say that, then people are finding anything anybody is saying against Israel and they want to plug it in somewhere. They want to just carry the ball and run with it. It's the wrong ball, though. It's a basketball. It's not a football for you to run and throw a touchdown.
Okay, I understand, but the thing is this. It's going to take 20 or 30 years for us to get the average American to understand what is going on in the Middle East, and that's with things the way that they are now, as far as the dismal amount of influence that we, people like you and I and other people who are involved in this, are able to exert over our friends and family, and they're just not interested in it. We have been conditioned to shy away from thinking anything negative about Israel, about conspiracy theories or any of that. They're simply not capable. It's like trying to explain trigonometry to a second grader. You see what I'm saying?
No.
Yes, you do. You're just doing this because you don't want to make them right.
No, I don't see what you're saying. This is extremely important point.
Listen, you remember when you were up here last year and you went and lectured at this college, and you made a perfect case, just like you're talking about right now. And at the end of it, this ditzy little curly-headed gal sitting in the front row raises her hand and says, "Why are you showing these pictures? Why are we having this discussion?" And you said, "Well, because you should know what your tax money is being spent on." And she said, "Well, how do I know that it's my tax money?"
And you said, I'm glad you left it clean, because we don't want to be kicked off the air like Amos did.
Yeah, and so she was a little white girl.
No,
but she said yes, she was. Yes, she was.
No, she was African American.
Yeah, yeah. No, she was not. her friend next to her was a black girl. But you had to explain to her that the tax system in the United States is such that everybody pays their taxes, it goes into a general fund, and then it's distributed. She thought that maybe you were alleging that her $35 that she spent on her income taxes last year went to pay for one of the bolts on a bomb that was dropped in Iraq. And this is
right.
This is an institution of higher learning. And I'm telling you, having dealt with a lot of Americans out there, it is not that much different than what we dealt with that day.
Okay. Well, I still don't see why these people will go out of their way just to repeat what others said, to repeat what Bin Laden said. Okay? This is what bugs the heck out of me, is to have people like Paul Findlay, Mearsheimer, Walt, General Schur, General whatever, Zaney, all these people saying, you know, they're either not informed and they're just going along with the main view on what happened on 9/11, or somebody is putting that in so they can basically confuse the issue and people will settle for that Bin Laden said that he did it because he's upset over the killings of the Palestinians by the Israelis, and because we are helping Israel, so he did that. That's
okay.
My point. That's why people need – because this stops people from thinking why it happened. This gives people just a reason, and they will believe it. Well, Bin Laden said it, so we should believe it. It's like we should believe this fake Bin Laden that Al Jazeera – which is a controlled opposition, which is Al Jazeera. We spent last week talking about Al Jazeera, which is nothing but a Zionist-controlled agency. They keep bringing this fake Bin Laden. But listen, I don't want to spend a lot of time on this because me and you, it looks like we're not having a meeting of the minds here today.
You know who we need to settle this issue is Piper. Where's Piper?
Yeah, and he's going to take my side.
No, he's not. He'll
but I'll tell
side.
You who, Dr. Frederick Tobin, he will take care of this. By the way, Dr. Frederick Tobin will be with us. For those of you who joined us late, he will be with us in the next hour. We're going to talk about what happened. He was supposed to go to court on Tuesday, last Tuesday. And there were some that he had withdrawn. Well, we'll talk about this after the break. I hear the music. So we will be right back.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Back, ladies and gentlemen, we are coming to you live to you from the Republic Broadcasting Network, and we welcome all our new listeners. We know we have picked up some new stations and new listeners, so we appreciate you listening. And the website for RBN is www.republicbroadcasting.org, and please do support some of the station sponsors. such as the Bible says, actually, if you are looking for answers to what is happening, then call 888-211-1715 and request Packet F. This is free packet to all RBN listeners. This packet contains many free DVDs and books like National Sunday Law, The Great Controversy, The Secret Terrorist, and much, much more. That number is 888-211-1715. We appreciate everyone who's supporting the network, and we appreciate everyone who is in the chat room. By going to RBN website, you will be able to join us in the chat room. So we appreciate everyone who is in the chat room talking. This is really a great thing. What do you think, Mark? You are in that room. Are you getting in any fights or arguments in there?
Not yet. So I've got to wonder what I'm doing wrong here, because usually I don't go anywhere without starting some sort of controversy. But who knows? Maybe I'll tell a joke that'll incite a few people, and then things will be back to normal.
Okay. Listen, the question about Russia and Putin, well, what do you think is going on there?
Very interesting. This is something that we need to be paying close attention to these days. This is the next phase of the war, in my opinion. The neocons, as we call them, they have their sights set on Russia just as much as they do on the Middle East, because of Russia's natural resources and because Russia is very nationalist-minded these days and is not playing ball with, you know, what they call the New World Order. And so they are very actively trying to get Putin out of there. And as a result of this, now Putin and his government understand that their heads are on the chopping block. They are surrounded by NATO countries or army bases that are housing American hardware, and so the Cold War is basically back on again. And Russia is being run now by a man who is not going to be pushed around. And
but he's not going to be there for a long time. You know, somebody else will be the president of Russia.
Well, that's not necessarily true, because now Putin has set up the situation where he is probably going to become the next prime minister. And in doing that, he basically will still have the reins of power, even though there will be another president elected. And the way that the Russian Constitution is set up is that he's only prohibited from running for a third consecutive term. So, effectively, if this next president-elect were to step down, Putin could legally run for president again and be elected. And given the polls and everything else that's taking place right now, he would have absolutely no problem with winning.
But also, one thing that people probably not aware of, that President Putin is setting himself up to actually be in control even when there is a new Russian president. Well, ladies and gentlemen, this is it for the first hour. Stay with us. We're going to have Dr. Frederick Tobin joining us from Australia. We'll find out what's going on with our good doctor. We'll be right back.